invitation for Edward Markel, M-A-R-K-E-L, January 2nd, 77, addressed as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow-up for Mr. Markel, congenital absence of the right kidney, chronic kidney disease stage 3. He has tuberous sclerosis with angiomyolipoma and cysts on the left kidney. Follows with urology, Dr. Witzke, W-I-S-T-K-E-Y, last MRI a year ago, stable, no progression, no malignancy, recent back pain, sciatic, no anti-inflammatory agents, symptoms resolved, missed work for 2 weeks, presently all the review system is negative, medication list review, notice the Norvasc Benazepril. Topically, he uses Sirolimus, S-I-R-O-R-O-M-I-L-U-S, for the changes on his skin, on the face. Today, blood pressure, 137.73 by nurse. Weight stable over time, lungs are clear, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal tenderness, no flank tenderness, no masses, no gross edema, no neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry is from March, creatinine 1.35, which is baseline, present GFR upper 50s, a normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus at 4.8, anemia 12.4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, tuberous sclerosis. Next number, congenital absence of the right kidney. Next number, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no dialysis. Next number, angiomyolipoma and cysts on the left kidney, stable over time, follows with urology. There are plans for ultrasound in September. Next number, blood pressure, well controlled. Next number, other chemistries associated to kidney disease is stable. All issues discussed with the patient, come back in 6 months.